in the market where you can advertise on cable networks.
Very good.
Hi, I'm John Clark. I'm a committee member. I am the Whaler Motel.
And I am Carrie Lewis. I'm a committee member, and I'm the president of the Accordion.
Brad Parsons, regional manager for Meadow Outdoor Advertising.
Joe Van Ross, sales manager for KFIR Radio up in the Mid-Willamette Valley.
I'm Neil Henningham on the committee, and also general manager of Waxworks Ripley's and Anderson Gardens in the Bayfront.
Dean Sawyer, city council.
Cindy Breves, I'm the city city manager's executive assistant.
Lorna Davis, Newport Chamber.
Charles Helbig, Oregon Coast Today.
Cool. So for our, just real quickly before we go into moving things, for our media considerations, what we've been doing with media over the past few months, it has worked really well and takes the tension level down a little bit, especially for the committee members who are all volunteers. We usually do our media considerations. If you're on the agenda under a line item, you have 5 to 8 minutes to present, because we try to keep these meetings as brief as possible, and we may ask questions, and then after we've considered the item on the agenda, then the folks that are here usually just vacate the room, and then we discuss them as a committee and make decisions that way, and it just makes it a little bit easier for us to make objective decisions. So we'll go right into it. The consent calendar is including the minutes and the review of accounts. The minutes were from last time.
There was one correction needed on the minutes. Mm-hmm. Under the motion for the, it says K-E-Z-A, and it should be K-E-Z-I. So I've already amended it on my hands on the computer, but that would need to be fixed.
Okay. Mm-hmm. On the account inquiry, what they've been doing the last few months is I get sent over this report that's a ledger of the debits and the credits to the destination report, and then the very last page of that, go through and look at there's anticipated or upcoming expenses are outlined, fixed anticipated expenses, which include PR, webcam, Madden Media Certified, our brochures, which we haven't printed yet. I need to check with Certified and see how many we have and if that's even actually going to happen this fiscal year, and it may not. We may have enough stock to where that can get moved off into next fiscal year.
So was that, I'm sorry, was that the Certified or
the
was
brochures.
It both?
It's the brochures. The Certified is
distribution.
Okay.
Is distribution.
Yeah. So it's just the brochures.
Yeah. Okay. And the Certified bill usually comes in May, and we pay it in June. And then, so there's Oregon Scenic Byways, 1859, Eugene Magazine, and our budget of $325, our actual spent through January of 2013, was the 163, our fixed and anticipated were 111, and so that leaves a total remaining of just about $50,000, but we hold out $25,000 under contingency in case room tax collections aren't what we anticipate. So there's only, between now and the end of June, there's only about $24,000 in opportunities. And we do have media placed. Probably should create a spreadsheet with that on of what we've got placed and what we have coming up from April through June. We have the poster campaign. We have the 90-foot billboard, and we have KECI, was approved by council in July for the commercial taken in June. And then we have the 1859 magazine, the I think the mile by mile guide that just came out. And there's a couple of other print pieces that we've done. So we have some active advertising going on. That's it. And that's the consent calendar.
Motion.
I move for approval of the consent calendar.
Second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Media considerations. The first item on the list is for Meadow Billboard, and Brad is here with Meadow.
It's in our packet, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Although there's an extra one, because the ones that were in your packet were the old ones, and only one of the old ones were still good. He sent new ones. So the
red one separate got one sold is since the last time.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's another separate one that goes with it that you need to look at.
Yeah, we've got two Redwood ones that are available. Did I send you one or two? We had another one maybe come up since I've talked to you last.
Okay, Shemal. Yeah, I think it was just...
Shemal is still available. That was the one that you guys were interested in.
Shemal, Madras, and Redmond is what we have.
Yeah, the Madras one was, that sold though. Okay. That got sold.
Okay, so the Madras one...
But not the Redmond one.
Do you have, which Redmond do you have?
Deschutes County.
That's the one you wanted last time. That has sold as well. That sold within a couple weeks after the meeting. But I've got two new Redmonds that I believe I thought I sent one, and then another one came up.
Yes, on the back of that of a separate one, there's a Redmond there. It's Deschutes.
Yeah, that is Deschutes County. That's 10334. It's available.
Yeah.
And then I've got a new one that just came open. If you want to pass that around, I've got a couple sheets there. Pass on that way. That I brought that just came open yesterday. So, unfortunately, I know the way that the committee meets, they sell sometimes, and there's no way to do about it.
That's good.
That's a good thing for us, but still rather do some business with you guys as well.
Best Western in front of the Sleep Inn.
That's why they bought it. And actually, it's currently at Dare Homes right now. And Dare's not going to renew that board. So that is coming up availability. And that's heading back toward Madras. And happy to answer any questions. We talked about the Deschutes the last time. Mm-hmm. And after I left, Lauren said that that's one that you like, along with both the Redwood and the Redwood sold. So we still have the Shemal available.
Does anyone have any questions for Brad? Okay. So we'll look at the next media consideration, which is the Lloyd Center advertising, which I think
I copied off. So that's the big packet, this
the
one.
On display.
And then it has a rate card with it. That's
it. Mike Maloney again?
Yeah, Mike Maloney. So they've got some interesting... Lloyd Center.
We have banners and poles and.
Wow, look at that.
They're getting real creative on advertising. It seems like every square foot of that place.
That was sold as well.
The only thing is, like on the escalators, they should put it on the steps as you're going up.
Oh, yeah. I'm surprised they haven't thought about that.
Other than that, it looks like almost every square inch of that.
If you're ready to go with that, call me on the way back and I'll hold it. Okay. And Lance is great.
Oh,
yeah.
Even the skating rink.
Table and chair.
Oh, no. What we did.
Hope you guys have a trip.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Brad.
Give me a holler.
Thank you.
Okay. I'll figure it out.
Lorna, here's a contract and letter. Should we choose to accept that mission?
And on their list of places, it even lists the Zamboni. You can have your logo on the Zamboni. I hope our aquarium doesn't pick up on that and put advertising everywhere on the back of a seal.
Sky banners.
We've thought about
they
all
they
kinds
little
of
necklaces.
Banners.
You have to be creative. The ice rink, that's kind of cool. Does anyone have any discussion that they want to about these opportunities?
It's unique. We should try it sometime.
Yeah.
See how our money holds out.
So it looks like they're minimum of 4 months. And they range in rate from $400 to $4,500. The center logo on the ice rink is the most expensive.
Yeah.
You could
do
a light. Bless you.
Are they month to month or are they multiple months?
4 month minimum. So you have to And the March to November rate, and they have a December rate that's different because of the, I'm assuming because of the traffic in the mall during December. These are, I think these would be good to consider.
How cute. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I like the ice skating rink.
Put a lighthouse down there.
Yeah. That would be pretty cool.
I see it says the rates expired on the March 8th.
Yeah, I think they're good still. Okay, so are we ready to move on to the next mm-hmm. media consideration? Okay, Northwest Travel Magazine, and they dropped some stuff about what you say. May-June issue. Okay, their May-June issue has, it's a summer planning issue, $125,000 readers, paid audience, adding 2,500 copies through subscriptions, promotionals, whale watching stories that come out featuring Depot Bay and Solo State Park. And there's going to be 1,200 word golf story features. Salishan Resort is one of the courses, and driving readers to the coast with their editorial. So that was. This was their lighthouse. Mm-hmm. Okay. Out. And then the next consideration is KFIR 720 AM radio.
So what did I wind up with you, Lauren? Was it the offer, the frequency offer, and did we wind up with any other specific numbers behind it, or did we just send the one pack? Oh, you got it. You've got it. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Basically, what I have as a relatively new management to KFIR in the last 6 months, and the largest AM station in the Mid-Willamette Valley, and traveling around, I've noticed you do have a lot of billboards up around the area. I've always been a real proponent that radio and billboards go very, very well together. As part of that, there's an introductory offer that we put together, and I wanted, obviously, to get it presented to you. And basically, a lot of things have to do with advertising. Frequency and consistency are key elements to them. And we put that together in here for you. It's a three-month plan. It builds frequency over the first 3 months as it goes. In the first month, it's five commercials every single day of the month. For the first month, the second month it goes up to 7, and then the third month it goes up to 10. So we're building the frequency as it goes, which again is very important to any qualified advertising campaign. The cost factor of it is what we put into the mix, because what we're doing is asking for $200 a month for 3 months, or $600 total for 660 commercials, which is absolutely obnoxious to do such a thing. But, and then with that said, we hope when we come out the other side with these with our customers that we've offered these things to, is that obviously they're very happy customers and would like to continue with us on a regular basis. So the offer's out there for Newport. It's been, this not this specific package, but as part of being Highway 20 to the Mid-Willamette Valley, whether it's here or whether it's going up the mountain with Sisters and or Sun River areas that we're tied in with at this point, it only makes a lot of sense for us to come over to the coast and drive people this direction as well with Highway 20. So, but that's the
where's your station located?
We're licensed to Sweet Home. Okay. Yeah.
And who do you think your listening demographics are?
Well, we're 35 plus audience is what we have. It's about 52% male, 48% female is what they, or calculations are at these days. New stock station, if I didn't clarify that through it. It's mostly syndicated. We're live from 7 to 10 in the morning. From 9 to 10, we carry something called the Country Store, which the Oregon Coast Aquarium has been tied into for some number of years. We're moving that to 7 to 10 now with our live aspect of it, and then promotional value throughout the remainder of the day. The rest of the lineup after that is all either regional or national syndicated.
Where's your station at?
Yeah, we're licensed. We're outside of Sweet Home.
Oh, okay.
We're licensed to and currently placed in Sweet Home at this point.
Yeah, because it looks like that's for the tower.
Yeah. Yeah, we set up on a hill outside of town.
So how many seconds is this
offering? These are 30-second spots seconds? We're offering. Yeah, these are 30-second commercials that we're offering up here. Now obviously, that's negotiable as we get down the line at the specific rates. However, these are 30-second spots that we're offering. They all fall inside of the main day part. If I put it on there, it's 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. And I don't think it's on there. 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. I've had a lot of questions about that. This isn't a 24-hour cycle or an overnight run. You get prime day part listening.
6
a.m. to
8
p.m. and ending. Yeah, so three main day parts of the day.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's my offer to businesses out there. Mm-hmm. I'm going to help build the frequency right up front, and in the long haul, I hope that I build a relationship long term.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Does anyone have any other questions?
That's great.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you very
Excellent.
Much.
All right.
And I have your contact information.
Yeah,
so. And
I stopped by. The,
yeah.
Yes.
Your
and don't think I haven't looked for you once, twice.
I'm Laura.
Yeah. Well,
and she is wearing a black top.
Yes, she is. So the guy didn't lie to me. He's
he
all over
lie
that.
You.
All right. Nice to meet
you
all.
Yeah.
Oh,
sure.
All right, see you all.
Thank you.
Yeah,
really?
Today,
so.
Yeah,
I'm like, well, when you see her, she's the one in the black top.
Yeah, well, then you look around the room. It's hard to find not a black top.
Okay, Oregon Coast Today, Charles, you're up.
Thank you, Lorna.
Yeah.
I have a few things here to pass out. First off, if I may, the fresh off the press Oregon Coast Today.
Thank
so
you.
A little bit more paper there for everyone.
Sure.
I want to thank the Destination Newport Group for the opportunity to advertise in our publication last 2012.
Thank you.
A few things that have happened with the Oregon Coast Today. As you can see, the size has changed a bit, and the reason for that, we have new ownership. Dave and Nikki Price, who originated the publication back in 2005, were approached by a company called East Oregonian Publishing, based out of Salem. They own approximately, 7 publications here in the Pacific Northwest, of which they've just added 3 more to their family. Publications such as the Capital Press, which is an agricultural publication, is one of theirs. Daily Escorian out of Astoria. And then a few other weeklies that are placed throughout the Pacific Northwest area. And then the 3 latest acquisitions after ours were Seaside Signal, Cannon Beach Gazette, and then Coast River Journal. So quite a few different publications, very diverse in regards to what they offer. I do want to thank Dave and Nikki, though. I think they've really put out quite a publication with the Today as of 2005. I've been on board with them since 06, and have really enjoyed the opportunity to promote the Oregon Coast Today, from as far north as Manzanita, far south as Yahats. So with that as well, distribution on our weekly basis covers that same area. Currently about 13,000 imprint papers on the streets that are available pretty much anywhere where we can get a place to put the paper at. And then everything's also supported online at OregonCoastToday.com. One of our features that we really enjoy, and it's really been quite one of our more popular areas, 2 of them. Number 1, our Coast Calendar, which is in the dead center of the publication. It's a 2-week announcement of what's happening in regards to activities and events. Free service, always available to anyone who wishes to post their events in our publication. And then as well, with our on-site online support at OregonCoastToday.com, everything you see in print is also published online and available via our PDF format. For Destination Newport, I have some proposals here I'll leave with you. Basically, what we are looking at is a program very similar to what we had done last year with you. You chose to run a half-page, full-color ad in our publication that ran every week. That same ad was posted in our online program as well. We are offering that same ad size, which, again, I have samples here in a proposal, at $230 per week for a black and white, $280 for a color ad. With our program, because we come out every week, you have the ability and also the decision to either run color, run black and white, change the ad if you wish, both in content and ad size. You're not locked into the same ad running for the entire run of the program. Because we come out every week, you have that ability to change the ad every week and keep it fresh. One thought in mind was that as we get here a little busier in the months, there's always a number of events that are happening here in the Newport area. Possibly the ad or a portion of it could be used to keep the weekly events that are going to be happening posted. You kind of use it as a little calendar, you might say, and that can change every week, so you won't have any dated material on there. Billing for our services, we bill you net 30, so we don't require any upfront funds to participate in the program. We are requesting to be considered a 26-week program, and that would be a 26th consecutive week. So based on when you would start, figure 26 weeks from that point on. Again, though, you do have that ability to change ad size and material within those 26 weeks, depending on market, budgets, of course, or just visitor traffic as well as local traffic. Other than that, I did also put in a different ad size. We did have the half page, but we also have a quarter page, or what we call our one-third page. And I have a sample in here as well. A little lower priced, available both in black and white and color. But it gives you just another another option to look at within the publication in regards, again, to the size message that you wish to get out to the various readers. And I should say readers, both local as well as visitors, I always keep hearing, and I always get a big kick when I can see somebody out there either at a coffee shop or at a restaurant or at a hotel picking up the paper and keeping it. So it's not really just a one look. People do hold on to the paper for a week or so and refer back to it time and time again. So in regards to readership, we say 13,000 papers are out there, but I think I remember hearing something said that you get 1.8 readers per paper. So even though you might have 13, you're actually looking at probably close to 26,000 sets of eyes looking at the paper and as well picking up on your ad material. So let me leave a proposal here that we put together.
Thank you.
And this again outlines the pricing and the ad sizes, which I put samples in the back that are 100% in size. So you can get an idea of actually how large an ad would look. And the ad sample that we chose was the one that we were running last year for you.
Thank you.
There you go. And with that, any questions at all regarding Oregon Coast today?
No, I think that's all. Have any questions? That's a cool ad.
I might, if I could add just one other item, and this would be in regards to our website. We do have the capability to put a skyscraper or half skyscraper or link on our site that would be a direct link to your site. And what I would like to do is propose that as an add-on, but not as an add-on cost. Basically, we would just go ahead and post that on our website for you so that. Keep that in mind from maybe getting those people that aren't here yet that are looking for things to do. When they get on our site, they'll see the Destination Newport icon. They can press on that, and then away they go to your website as well. So that is available, but again, not as a... you won't see it stated in the proposal, but I can definitely warn and send you a confirmation on that if need be.
All right, cool.
All righty.
Thank you
very much.
Okay, thank you.
Have a great day.
Mm-hmm. Quack Radio. Is that in here?
Yes, in a second.
Oh, the art classical.
Yeah.
This one has a Newport reception ability with James Dresden. Is it?
That's where James is now.
Yeah. Is that the one? Must be. You can pick it up here.
It looks like you can. Here,
yeah.
It's the.
Well, yeah, I saw that earlier. I couldn't find it. I just found it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know why. It's at a different column. It's like.
Oh, K.
It's QOC here.
Where is their price?
I think he sent us some.
Their
price is on the front.
It's on the front part.
On the very first page.
Thank you.
He also needs to add that.
I read their coverage circle, there's another circle, Corvallis, Albany, Leather, and Sweet on that nice little round.
Yeah. I'm seeing if I can find where Soundbite came.
Looks like it barely gets to sale. We can listen to it?
Last Friday was the
I found it. There we go. 14.
That's what I was thinking. That was like the 15th, actually, is what was in my head.
15th, Friday.
15th was Friday. Yes, that's why I kept saying 15th. Okay, I wasn't insane.
I'd be more likely to spend something in remodeling their home.
Interesting demographic.
Yes. Plus the tune. Classical music, they call tunes, I don't think so.
Not real technology.
Such a dramatic song you chose.
Yeah.
McCarillon from Bizet's L'Arlésienne Suite. From the Cascades to the Coast, you're listening to the stations of all classical FM. I'm Krista Wessel. Thanks for tuning in this morning.
Does that take you back?
Thanks as well to Ponzi Vineyards. From the vineyard to the cellar, Ponzi Vineyards is committed to responsible stewardship of the land and our Oregon communities. Located 30 minutes southwest of Portland, guests can view the stone cellar while sampling current releases with bread and imported cheese in the tasting room. Open every day over the summer from 11 to 5 and online at PonziWines.com.
So, okay, that's the typical.
That was a typical ad.
Yeah, that's
what he said.
That was fun.
Okay. And then, Cindy, did you have anything you wanted to leave with us?
Yes, I did. And, you know, I was just going to originally stop in and introduce myself and, mm-hmm. and find out who I need to make an appointment with to gather information because, I would like to put together a proposal. But this came to me today, and it was just so timely. It's all about travel and reaching the Valley and the Portland DMA. So I'm just going to leave you with this information. Okay. Cool. And I don't think I printed up enough of these.
That's
sorry
it.
About that.
It's okay. Give it to me.
It's, and it's shockingly affordable. It's mm-hmm. kind of exciting to be selling it. So, and who do I need to make an appointment with to gather that information?
Usually you go through me.
Pardon?
Through me.
Through you? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I will call you and make an appointment if that's okay.
Okay.
And create a proposal for your next budget.
Okay. And what information were you trying to gather? Again, sorry.
Oh, information about your budgets, your okay. strategy, and everything like that.
She should probably talk to you.
Yeah. Okay. Excellent. Okay.
There you
okay.
go. There you go.
When you actually go to schedule or send the packet, thank you for this.
Okay. Yeah. Just give me a call. And
okay.
Get
great.
Together.
Thank you. It's good to see you.
Sure.
You see you later, Sandy.
Okay. Bye.
Okay, and then we have
a couple under other.
Yeah, the Knights and the Seattle Times.
And we also, Matt, I don't think I didn't send this to you, but the Eugene Emeralds.
Oh, no, I didn't get it.
It's okay, because all we were waiting for on them was pricing from Eugene Emeralds, and I have that, so I can cover that under others, too.
Okay.
I just have to find it. I think I spend my days scrolling. Okay. So the under other, there is this one from Tom Erickson, which is the Seattle Times.
And there's a color copy here of the what it kind of looks like. If you want to see the color version, I did print one version of it so you can kind of see.
For radio, do you want to talk or classical? We can mix it up.
Yeah. The deal from the talk guy was good.
You know, one question, and I guess hotelers would probably know it the best, is what type of people actually are coming? Is it the families who listen to what type of music or what?
I've never asked him that. It's hard to say.
Yeah.
I don't know the answer to that.
Well, traveling with kids, we don't listen to the radio in the car. We talk or they all wear headphones.
Yeah. You know, so, world.
So it's
even
not...
my grandkids are watching movies in the back.
Right, or it's, you know, the DVD players are going or the iPads are going, and so there's not a lot of radio time when you're in the car as a family, but when we're commuting, that's mm-hmm. when we tune in, so...
Yeah.
And I listen to... iPad or iPhone and, mm-hmm.
Or Sirius radio.
Or Sirius, yeah.
Yeah, that's my husband's a Sirius guy.
Live without
it. And a Sirius guy.
No, live without Sirius.
Really? You like
yeah,
it too?
All the time.
Yeah. He's the Howard Stern and I'm the BB King.
Yeah. ESPN.
Yeah, there's that one too. The NFL station when it's football season.
Okay, and then the other consideration was from the Corvallis Knights.
Yeah.
That's great.
So this is a panel for the field,
the
right?
The panel for the field.
And we haven't done that with them before, have we?
No, we haven't. We've done it with theirs, Matt's.
Yay, found it.
It's the Emeralds email from, remember we were also waiting.
Oh.
Okay, so, no, we didn't. They kind of approached us last year and said, we'd love for you to consider it next year, and we said, send it to us next year then. And we did. So it's a spot open up on the pocket schedule, so it's their schedule, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, which is here.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah. Read it better.
There's a copy of it there, so you can kind of see what it looks like.
So the ads look like.
Their pocket schedule is about, it folds
I'm
up.
I'm sorry.
And it's about like that big.
And they just hand those out everywhere or something?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Everybody that
people
comes
keep
in
them like a timetable.
Okay.
And they usually put them out in stores and all other places to kind of advertise their schedule.
Yeah. We have a couple of these in our car.
And they distribute 10 of them via Mom magazine in the June and July issue.
Yeah. My thought is if it was a panel on the field, mm-hmm. that's definitely more visibility than something kind of a throwaway. It's not throwaway.
Ends up in the bottom of your car.
But it does.
When you're looking at that, you're looking for the schedule.
That's all I'm looking for, those the schedule, nothing else.
You're right. You're looking for
you just want to see what
specific.
The VMA is.
You're exactly right. Exactly. It's,
yeah,
so I think we, we're probably going out of turn here, but.
We're saying no to the night.
Okay. And then the final other was the Eugene Emeralds, and historically we've done the crab toss.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
become a fan favorite over the past two seasons.
Mm-hmm.
The 90-second promo includes two 15-second announcements with our logo displayed on the video board. The contest pits two-person teams against each other to see who can toss the most crabs into a bucket being held by someone in a crab-walking position.
It's so funny.
In 2013, we'd like to give the promotion a little bit more Newport flavor. Could we give the winning, I didn't read this part, Carrie, team admission passes to the aquarium,
okay.
or perhaps have all 38 winning duos entered into a season-ending drawing for a trip to Newport that could include a hotel room and dinner for two? We could
sure.
do that.
Sure, oh yeah. And we could do tickets, that means.
Yeah. I mean, if we want to do the drawing thing,
mm-hmm.
I think that would be good. Just giving everybody passes, I don't know if you want to...
Mm-hmm. And they do it every game, or how was the frequency?
Game? They do it every home game. So they 38 winners.
38.
Yeah, we can. Why don't we do a hotel room and a dinner and create some
sure.
excitement about the drawing?
Sure.
So okay.
Yeah, we'll play.
We can do that. Okay. Outfield billboards. It's the vinyl banners are 16x8, and it's a fan base of 3,000 fans per game. And then the social media, if you remember, they did the tech-stopped social media.
Right.
And then this year, additionally, they said that they have an City of Newport out-of-town scoreboard. All 76 games are broadcast on Eugene's only dedicated sports radio station, ESPN 95.3 FM. The score broadcasts are also available online. And through the Emeralds mobile app, a perfect tie-in to promoting a trip to Newport. Sponsorship on the out-of-town scoreboard gets you 4 live reads per game as play-by-play broadcaster Matt Hong updates the out-of-town scores around the Northwest League and the majors. Each update would conclude with a pre-approved 15-second destination Newport read that can be changed regularly to update fans on the upcoming activities and events. Package A, which includes the on-field promotion, the outfield billboard, and the social media, which we've always taken, plus the out-of-town scoreboard, would be $11,200. Package B, which is the on-field promotion, outfield billboard, and social media, which we've always done, is $9,700. So it's an additional $1,500.
And that's the $1,500 is for the on-air
game ESPN calls. Radio game calls.
Yeah, and that's for 76 games, and there's like
mm-hmm.
34 home games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I like this because it builds momentum and the people are engaged,
mm-hmm.
so it's something that they can be a part of, and that's always a great
yeah.
selling tool.
Yeah, I think it could be fun.
And if I think it's something that they can expect every year, I think that's kind of a fun thing.
They usually bill us after the first of the fiscal year, too,
right.
for the promotion, mm-hmm. so we can
dump it in next year.
Mm-hmm. We can start with that. And I'm leaning towards a package A. I think that's
yeah.
really cool with the additional reads.
Yeah, $1,500 for mentions for 76 games. I think that pencils out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would agree.
But I think it's A.
Okay. Does anyone want to make a motion? And do we want to have it coming out of the next fiscal year, do you think?
I think we have sufficient funds this year to do that.
Okay. Perfect.
I make a motion that we... go with proposal A from the what's it called?
Eugene Emerald.
Eugene Emerald. So I was thinking of the Corvallis name. For advertising to be taken out of this fiscal year budget.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. All right, we'll take it out of this fiscal year then. Okay, so revisiting any of the media. Does anyone want to revisit any of the media?
I thought the offer from the KFIR radio, what, now I wrote down $600 for 360, is that?
$660.
That's what probably I heard. Right. I think that's a relatively good deal, and we do, just so you know, I don't do buys with them, we do trade, so tickets for mention, so that would be kind of a double, like they mention the Oregon Coast Aquarium, and then in the next, you know, they'll do a Newport one, so I mean, that's kind of a two-for-one there. And that's not a tremendous amount of money for quite a bit of mentions. And I don't know how popular that station is. What did they say they had?
It's right within our catchment area, if you will, of what we're building momentum with right now with the billboards. We've got April, May, and June buy in those areas. And for $660, I don't think that that's a bad investment to give it a little bit of an additional pop.
And it goes up to Bend. It's past Bend.
You want to make a motion?
You want me to make it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll make the motion to approve a 3-month buy for $660 with KFIR 720 AM radio.
Second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. All right, I'm going to get a hold of them.
So these expenditures are making the package for the animals, and that's we're going against the $18,000. That's the number I look at. Is that true? That's remaining on our budget. It's
There's $18,000 remaining. In
That's for grant funding, right?
Yeah, that's for grant funding.
There's 25.
I have to scroll down more. Okay.
Yeah, 25, and then 25 contingency, and then 23 possible with the brochures or not. So yeah, we're taking the 11.2 out of the 25,000, so, and then 600, so about 12,000.
Okay.
So we've got about 12 and a half left, plus a little wiggle room maybe. Okay. And we may not have to meet again until.
Well, we do have, just so you know, next month we do have an application for a grant.
For next month.
For next month.
Okay, great.
For April. Okay. So it might be a short meeting.
is that the Jazz in Newport, or is there another one?
The one you talked to. I haven't read it all the way. I have it. Hang on.
She talked to you.
Hang on. Yeah. I have it right here. Instead of guessing. It's right here. A Newport Symphony Orchestra? That's not what it is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they came in as well.
Okay. So there's two.
So there'll be two more this year.
Okay. And that's for the $18,000.
That's for the
$18,000. Yeah. Okay. Do we have any more discussion about Meadow? Okay. Lloyd Center advertising.
So Meadow's nothing, right?
I think that one that sold was the one I liked the best. Mm-hmm.
Plus the other ones that they have there on the other side of the highway again.
Lloyd Center advertising.
You know that.
I think we should think about it in the future. I mean, as far as a wild thing to do.
Maybe when our
banner goes, the off season. Yeah.
That'd be kind of, our banner goes because
we have the banner for March and April, then we have it for August, September,
fall.
And October.
We've got a lot
in August, September, October in the fall.
So maybe after that?
I would say, you know, we could do a campaign or do a kind of a look of a fall coastal, you know, fall at the coast kind of thing starting in April, October for this.
But their biggest traffic, obviously, from that separate pricing has got to be in December.
Oh, yeah.
It's Christmas shopping.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Isn't this the mall where people got shot? Or that was
Clackamas? No, it's Clackamas.
But Lloyd Center, I always feel a little like,
sketch.
It's getting better.
It's kind of scary.
Okay, so we'll consider it. I'll let Mike know that we want to consider a fall campaign. It's probably something that we're going to have to decide at the next meeting, just so we have the space available.
Okay. Yeah,
and we may even want to consider
now taking a look at this and saying, what is it that we want to do?
Okay, let's pick. What do you think looks the neatest? Maybe we should just put our toe in the water and take a look. Mm-hmm. Not the most expensive, but maybe. I'm sure that the ice rink's got to be the most expensive.
I think that
the
is
ice rink is 45.
Yeah, I do too. Put our, at least a bit of big lighthouse on there or something. Mm-hmm. I don't think people. I don't like these sky banners.
Yeah,
I'm not a big fan of those.
It looks like a that one picture. The sky banner looks like a Russian shopping center.
You know what? We've done elevator wraps, mm-hmm. and those are really clever and fun. I mean, you could do like a lighthouse splitting in half or something. People walking into the lighthouse that way.
Oh, fun!
I don't think I like any where people walk on you. Do you like that?
No, and people aren't really looking up. They're walking on.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, like the food court elevator. Kind of cool.
Yeah. So is production included in this?
No, wait, it doesn't say. I doubt it. It might be.
Production installation.
Yeah. Okay, so we provide artwork. And let's see where the price is.
I'm sure the more expensive ones look like there's a...
Okay, the production and installation is on this side mm-hmm. of the page, and then the...
Advertising on the other.
So the elevator doors are $3,000 and they're $554 for production. So it would be
$200 to install.
And $200 to install, $750. So it would be $12,000 commitment, $750. So $12,750 for 4 months.
The top two, you have to do a 12-month commitment. It says of the last the center logo and the full wrap.
The center logo and the full wrap.
What is center
do
logo?
Do the pole wrap and me get a lighthouse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's too bad it wasn't.
Is that the parking garage or is that the walking? That's the bottom level of the wall.
Which one is the center logo on this?
That's the ice rink.
Yeah.
Is it that thing? Mm-hmm. Is that center court? Or do they
no, mean? It's the ice rink.
That's called, it's the center rink logo. Center rink logo, okay. Mm-hmm.
Boy, you seems can like put your put advertising on anything.
And there's
see it on tables?
Center court marquee, too. That's
yeah.
That's another one that's...
I don't want to be walked on. I don't like the center court floor.
The pole wrap's kind of cool.
I have a question, I guess. So we're looking at this, and so you've got... So it covers Lloyd Center and about all of them, right? Which one's this covering and which?
I think it's all Lloyd Center.
All Lloyd Center.
That's what it looks like to me.
So, okay, well, there's other ones out there that are probably more desirable.
Well, there's Bridgetown. We do a lot of advertising at Bridgetown.
And he has Clackamas. He has other malls, so we could ask him. These just became available.
Yeah.
Washington Square.
Yeah. Lloyd Center is the only one with the ice rink. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Inside he has got Lloyd District. East Burnside, Central, and Downtown. He must have to have things at all these areas.
Everywhere. He gave us a proposal once.
I just wonder what the demographics are for Lloyd Center versus Washington Square versus
Washington
Clackamas.
Square is going to be more high-end people.
More people are probably going to be looking at.
The only, you know what, the Lloyd Center itself, the ice rink, if we're going to do it, is the place to do it because it captures even a higher end demographic because it's skater families.
So we start thinking we've an ice rink, then we should look at the others.
Then we should look at the other locations once we get away from the whole thing.
I wonder if he knows if there's anything opening up in the fall.
I can find out.
At Washington Square or Clackamas.
Okay. I can send him an email.
You can put your name on anything.
Mm-hmm. Sure can. Enough money.
do Zamboni for only, what, $900? $1,000? Get Zamboni.
For the fall, other than Lloyd Center.
They work some certain times.
I'll say our interest in Lloyd is just the awesome. Do you guys mind if I talk into my phone?
Go ahead. No,
okay. We're checking
out. It's like, I can't type.
Yeah, I got to hurry to go. It's the second half ready to start. They're up by 11, the Ducks are.
October, November, December period.
It's still halftime, I guess.
Okay. I think my team lost today. Okay, there we go. Okay, I just sent him an email, and we'll find out for our next meeting what there is available for the fall. But if we do want to revisit Lloyd Center maybe next month, and take a look at that ice rink, if it is available, that might be a thought.
I think so.
Because I think that would hit our demographic. But other than that, I think Washington Square, Clackamas, or Bridgeport are better opportunities. So. Colby, okay, anything more?
We did something in Seattle. Seattle Times travel section?
Yeah, we did.
That's the one we read.
That was the other one. That was under other.
Yeah. That's the one packet thing.
Does anyone have any?
Cindy just gave it to me when we came. No, I just hadn't even looked at it.
Yeah. I think it's a real hit and miss.
Seattle, I think, is kind of a reach.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We get quite a few people coming up there. I think they like the Oregon beaches better than the Washington.
They do, too.
Yeah.
But I think if we're going to do something in Seattle, we would want to maybe do a more concentrated approach rather than just let's just put something in the travel guide and see if we get anything from it.
We're so tech savvy. Maybe we do, digital media there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, at the Oregonians travel section, they're eliminating, or they've gotten rid of it. I think that.
The way.
Yeah. It seems to be the way.
That's true. I did read that article yesterday on the tourism, that opinion piece by Beardsley. I know.
Isn't that outrageous?
Was your hair on fire?
No, I made my nose melt.
I mean, it's just outrageous.
I called both Jeremy and Jamie, and I'm.
What'd they say?
I haven't talked to them yet, Jeremy, or
but
they were both out.
For the paper?
What's that?
He's a reporter for the paper. They're letting those reporters write editorials, it looks like.
How
about Steve Card? He's the editor. He should say, hey, buddy, I'm sorry, I'm rejecting this. You go write something else.
Know better.
That was offensive.
It was. What, like I wrote an email to Warren, like, why would you advertise if you're a tourist thing for that paper? That's, they're putting it on their editorial page. It's not some guy
writing. It's going to hurt their business. It ultimately can hurt their business if that's their opinion they have of the very hand that feeds them.
It's so negative and poorly written.
Right. If I was a tourist reading that, I would be.
Yeah, how would you like? We get the paper away for free. Imagine getting that and going to your room and reading that. Right.
I had Travel Oregon in my office for 4 hours today. Four members of their team. The fifth one was in the car, really sick, so she slept in the car. But I was dreading if they're going to pick up a paper when they're in town.
Yeah. Like, oh, please don't read.
Don't refer to it. Did you see it, Jen?
It's
outrageous.
Yeah,
when's his editorial? Obviously, you're concentrating on the front.
Yeah, we had.
You missed that one.
He had a few other things to be looking at. Yeah.
Understandably so.
Yeah.
We'll excuse you this time.
Okay. Is there anything else that we want to consider? The Oregon Coast Today was the other one under other.
Are you pleased with the new look? Oh, it's not really a new look, but I mean, is it still getting the readership?
I think it is. I think it. A lot of people come in and pick them up off of our shelves, and
we're a big distributor. A lot of people love them.
Well, the calendar of events is what makes this thing so useful. Yeah.
And they do nice editorials still.
Yeah, people pick up in our on our lobby.
And I think the summertime is a really good time to be good.
Do we want to do a third of a page maybe? I mean, I thought that third of a page example he gave was big enough to me.
I think the colors.
Yeah, I think he stand out. There's so many ads you have.
Yes.
big and...
Yeah, I like this ad. You know,
me
I think it's pretty cool, although I don't know what that is.
I was going to ask you.
Is that a placeholder or something?
Well, he had it on other stuff. Yeah, it could be anything.
Facebook might be a good thing to put in there. But I would love to see this, and it's not too terribly expensive. It's a long time commitment, but
yeah, but that's okay.
Yeah, so it's
I've made the last two motions, but I'll second the motion.
Okay, what do we got? What do you guys want to do?
The half page ad in color per week for 26 weeks.
And how much is that?
$280.
That would really stick out.
It would.
Yeah, isn't that nice? Yeah. And where are the other color ads in there?
It would appear to be $7,280 for 6 months. I think that's
how much
good. $7,280 for 6 months. $280 a week for 26 weeks.
$7,280. Yeah. And that's a half page.
Yeah, and they bill us monthly, so it's so they bill us just every month. It's just it becomes an ongoing. So. Part of it would be just the school.
Do we get a discount if we pay up front?
I don't know. That's a good question. You can ask me that.
Are you ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Okay, I move that we accept a proposal from Oregon Coast Today for a 26 week run, $280 a week.
Mm-hmm. Full color.
Full color, one half page.
One third.
Oh, it's one third you're going to do?
Yeah, it's a one third page. Okay. He's proposing.
Second.
Well, no, he has two there, one third and a half.
That's a half. Okay, half page.
Is that the right dollar amount, though?
Yes, that's the right dollar amount.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, one half page.
I'll second it.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Guys? Aye.
Aye.
None of them are screaming now. We're okay.
Okay. All right, so we've hammered through that.
How about Northwest Travel? That little guy keeps coming each time. We didn't do the thing. I'm just talking about not Bay Today, but are we going to ever do anything in there, do you think?
No. They're featuring Depot Bay and Bicola State Park for whale watching.
Yeah,
kind of.
Yeah,
well,
what are they doing? They changed their...
We're going to do the lighthouse, and then they changed the day of the month. Yukona Head's not even in that thing, is it?
Mm-hmm. And now Yukona Head is closed to, you can't do the tours.
You can't climb. Can't climb.
Yeah.
You can go to the visitor center. Mm-hmm. I see they cut off the sunset pictures I saw in the paper, because they cut it off at 5 o'clock. You can't go out there.
Oh, you can't? Uh-huh.
They're going to close it at 5 p.m. So all the sunsets in the summer until they get the fun out.
Right.
But I thought it was really weird. It said, and then it's going to take 6 to 8 weeks, even though they get their funding to train the person to take them up. I go, 8 weeks of training to take a guy to teach you how to take someone up in the lighthouse? That's kind of excessive, I thought.
Wow.
Imagine like a housekeeper, training a desk clerk. Well, it'll be about 6 or 8 weeks until you can really wait on someone.
I mean, imagine.
I wouldn't do it.
I'm just kind of thinking of this one that we should just keep an eye on it and think about it. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of these out there, and we're doing some higher end ones with 1859 in Eugene right now that may be sufficient.
So maybe something to look at for maybe next year or something.
I would make sure he stays in contact with us if something awesome comes up. And this was amazing when I was in Europe. This is the guide that we use on the appointment tables consistently, every single appointment. And of course, it's very easy to do this.
You just kind of leave it open.
Nice. I actually have a picture I took of that being on the
table. Oh, that's beautiful.
What's the cover look like?
The cover is.
It just says Oregon.
Is that Haystack?
And this is a Travel Oregon piece, but they also have it translated in German. So
nice.
It's really nice for that particular market. The governor was with us on that.
So is that an ad we purchased?
Yep, we did.
We meaning Destination Newport
purchased this one.
It was either
in November or December. You might not have.
I'm November.
Media America publishes this, and they do
a
really good job. But this is
Travel Oregon has a number of different pieces, but this is the one that is just like the consistent sales piece of pretty much everything. And they fly on the shelves, so.
Well, it says beauty piece. I mean, yeah. It's just gorgeous. It I picked that up. It's beautiful.
It was a good, I think it was a good buy. So this is one of the reasons we use it here.
Oh, nice.
To hold that map out and talk about the different regions and areas, and it's broken down here. And so many
of Did you get a good reception? People?
Yeah. It was busier show than ever. It's the largest travel show in Europe. Anyway, or actually in the world for that matter, but it was busier than ever.
Good.
This year. And then the first leg of it, we were in Amsterdam. We were invited by the Port of Portland and Portland Airport and KLM Delta to celebrate the 5-year anniversary of the direct flight from Portland to Amsterdam. Right. And the governor was with us for that and nice. Spoke. And then he decided to go on to ITB with us too. And so we had two receptions that he was the guest of, and then the German ambassador and his wife came and were there, so it got a lot of media attention.
Good.
In Germany, there were several TV crews there, and it's
good.
A home run for sure. It's really cool.
Good.
So, good. Okay. So.
So what do we say to classical radio? What we're waiting? That we're doing.
Hanging tight on classical.
Okay. Is that true?
Are we hanging tight, or do you have anything in classical right now?
Mm-mm. No, I'm not doing a lot of radio this summer.
Maybe take a look at it in fall.
Okay. Do you, yeah, do you have
to do a lot of
trade-outs. We're doing a lot more outdoors this year than we've
done. We're doing more trade-outs than
that. Listenership is.
We took that board that you're giving
us. Maybe have them come.
Which one? Walmart?
Do a pitch.
Yeah, good board for it. Yeah. Comes up pretty soon this month.
I think so. We're going to have art ready, so you might be up longer.
Under other?
Start taping now.
I think you already dealt with it. We did the Times, right, which was a pass.
Oh, no,
and
keep
the other one was the Corvallis.
Corvallis, right.
Which we were passing on that one. And then you brought up the Emeralds.
Yeah, so we got Emeralds, Kafer, and the Oregon Coast today.
How much was Kafer?
Kafer is $660.
And on Emeralds, did you need to make a motion, and did you?
Mm-hmm. We did.
Okay, thank you.
Not at all. Well, I do have one thing under other, and I'll disclose it here rather than have you hear it on the street or through hearsay. The Chamber is contracting with Travel Oregon to take on the marketing for the entire Oregon coast. So we are becoming, we're contracting the services that ACFA once provided. And not all of them, they are still going to be, Travel Oregon is going to be the RDMO, or the Regional Destination Marketing Organization, acting on behalf of the coast. The services that the Chamber is going to provide will be website, content gathering, some photo library work with, and we'll work with Travel Oregon to get photos and fulfillment of the visitor guides. There's some shared collateral still with ACFA, and that's the website and the visitor guide itself. So ACFA used some of their funding to purchase that, but used RCMP funding as well. And so there is a big deal of shared collateral. Lucy Gibson has been providing per contract of Travel Oregon the services since that contract, since ACFA basically told Travel Oregon, we can't do it this year, we don't want to do it this year, we'll look at it again another time. And that was last fall. So Lucy, since last fall, has been following up on the leads and making sure the call-outs go, but we'll be transferring all of that over to our office here within the next couple of weeks, and working closely with Travel Oregon on the fiscal year plan for 2014.
So are you retaining Lucy to help with lead fulfillment? Or?
She's going to help us with the transition, and then she'll be available for specific questions. But
she'll be a free agent.
She'll be a free agent, yes.
Okay, when you said website at the very beginning, what website? Is it a different website?
The People's Coast website.
Okay,
so
their
visit,
website.
Visit the Oregon Coast. And that's and right now, also, there are a number of ACFA board members that are disenchanted with how this came down, and that's traditional for that group. We know that we're going to have some shooters, and we know what they're going to shoot, and that hasn't been a surprise. And some of the ACFA board members have actually resigned from the board because they're not necessarily in agreement with the few that are being negative about it. This is a really good thing for ACFA because it's giving them the opportunity to focus on their membership and strengthen their organization. And it also is, we're providing services that they're not having to stretch their resources for or budget for at all. So we're sending out the guides, we're maintaining the website, we're with the help of Travel Oregon.
So Travel Oregon's giving you the money to do that?
Yes, yeah, there. And so...
Is ACFA disbanding?
No, they have an executive director, and they have a board still, and they do have membership, and they will become a DMO just like other, like we're a DMO, so they'll still get the leads from the website to give to their members, so the members don't lose any benefits. And so if everyone chooses to play nicely in the sandbox, this will be a really good thing for ACFA, but there's a few members of their board that do not necessarily see it that way, and it's unfortunate, and we're hoping that, you know, I think there's going to be a lot more people that are relieved that it's finally going to be. And then probably over the course of, I would say, the next 18 months, that whole entire program will more than likely change into something a little bit different. I think Travel Oregon has some long-term plans for the RCMP program itself as it pertains to the regions. But for the time being, at least, we're providing the contract services for that. And the social media is being handled through Sparkloft, which Martin Stoll, I think you probably know who he is, and he does he'll do the Facebook and the Twitter. And we will be doing call-outs to the destination marketing organization for content, and then the content will be filtered through our office and then through Travel Oregon's PR. So it'll all be real seamless and actually a hybrid model of what's out there for the other regions, so I think we're going to get some special attention. It's kind of cool. So that's it.
More bang.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's good.
Yeah, it is. So that is all I have for anything.
Anyone? Next month's meeting.
Yeah, I just got the game online here.
next month's meeting is, what date is it? The April 18th,
that's right.
Okay, so April 18th at 2 p.m. And we are adjourned.
The one thing that looks like with today's expenditure is about 5,000 left.
5,000?
Aside from that, 25,000. And I think we'll know within the next couple of months how we're, we're doing. We seem to be on track with collections right now.
Perfect.
June is a big enough month that you will just have to have a gut feel of how things are going for that last month.
And the Oregon Coast today will be 280. Okay, yeah, that was not that we don't have to pay the full 72 up front.
Okay.
It's 281, so we have a little bit more wiggle room.
Okay, that's good enough. That's good.
And then the brochures, I'll find out how many certified has holding for us to see if we need to do the brochures again, because I think we did like 150,000 last time, so that could be an every other year thing. And we still get a lot of the BRC cards back in the chamber office requesting information from those. So, cool.
Okay, so news time. How are we going to beat those guys up? Why'd they fire that guy?
Yeah, I don't know.
But I mean, Steve Card, he's the editor. He shouldn't let him do it. He should have said, I'm sorry, I'm rejecting this.
Unless they're not going to advertise them.
I mean, someone's got to have a hammer to make them think.
It's pretty.
It's like stupid economically, and it's insulting.
I need to go down and go sit in his office and just say this was an insult to our tourism professionals, and I've fielded a number of complaints, and this is going to hurt your business. Mm-hmm. So,
and they're hurting already.
Yeah,
I mean, this was another shot to the head.
It was not smart journalism.
Not smart at all.
At all. So, they were. I have to say. They were really good to us with Seafood and Wine Festival. That could have been so much more of a nightmare. We had people claiming we oversold, and they waited for 4 hours in line. And, you know, between 11 and 2, we put 12 people through a minute. I can see my e-ticket reports. People were even claiming refunds, and Kim can probably tell some horror stories that people were wanting refunds on tickets that they used.
But you got in
the event.
And the quote from the person that Beasley wrote about had to stand in line for three or four hours and didn't get in time. At 3:30,
the whole line
was gone. So he didn't even investigate whether that was even true.
Is that the same Beasley? It's the same guy.
And then
he's Annie Turris.
But then he.
I think he should move to Burns. Or something.
When he interviewed me, he got it right. That was the good part about that article. But Jamie, you know, had sent me an email saying we're getting a few letters from Seafood and Wine, and just to give you a heads up, and I sent him and Jeremy an email. I said, if you think for a minute that I'm going to respond to any of them and fuel that fire, mm-mm, you've got another thing coming. I said, you don't properly vet those letters no more than you vetted that woman in the article. And he called me. It was like 11:30 at night. He goes, dude, I just got your email. He goes, what do you mean? And I said, the woman that was in the article, Daniela Bliss from Coos Bay, she called and left an angry voicemail on my machine, and I called her back, and she said, I got there, and I waited in line 3 hours, and I went in the event, and I was wearing flip-flops, and there was glass everywhere, and people were rolling around on the ground and throwing bottles, and I'm like, were we at the same event? She said, and it was just, I didn't even have time to go around. I didn't get in until well after 5 o'clock, and it closed at 6, and I said, okay, well, how about if we send you VIP passes to next year? And she's like, okay. And she'd said on my voicemail that she brought 20 of her friends up. Well, it was only 4, actually. Mm. And so I said, yeah, I'll send them to you, no problem, but I need your e-ticket numbers. So she gave me her e-ticket numbers, and she was in at 3 o'clock.
She was?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she was in at 3 o'clock. So, and so that's what so I told Jamie that. I said, that's what I mean about vetting it. You just let anybody have, any idiot have a voice.
Yeah.
And you don't properly investigate what time did they really get in. You know, at least he did present our side of the story, but I'm not going there. And you know what they did? They threw away all of the letters to the editor that came in. There were 11 or 12 of them. So they didn't even print them. Because we're not going there. So I'm like, cool. So once in a while we can get get some good stuff.
I should ask me, how do people think that way? I guess because they want free stuff, but I would never imagine.
You have the time to make a lie. We have one woman that said that she left Walport at 9:40 and got to the event. She said, I left Walport on the shuttle at 9:40, got to the event, and when we left at 2:30, the line was clear back to the Rogue. And I'm like, oh no, you did not wait in line from 9:40 to 2:30. There's absolutely no way. So I kind of questioned her a little bit more. I said, can I get your e-ticket numbers? And you know, we did get everybody in the tent. She said, yeah, but our shuttle left at 2:40, and we shouldn't have had to wait that long. And I thought, you're right, shouldn't have had to wait 3 hours, but I can't imagine that you did, because it just can't be true. So I ran her e-ticket, and she was in at 10:26. So 9:40 to 10:26, y'all hots to hear, that would make sense. Wow. So she got right in, but what she was upset about, she only got to spend 4 hours in there. And it's like, that's not my problem, you know.
Get up earlier.
Get here earlier.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So,
wow. Anyway, I bet you were glad you were on a plane to Berlin.
Oh, I've never been so glad.